is saying that's the end of you. We done with you. We beaten you on down. So the Holy Spirit will convict us so that we will then turn to our face to our Father for restoration to be able to go forward from this day forward to move from where we are to where we are going. And sometimes we think if we don't got nothing bad going on, we don't have nowhere to go. Baby, it could be excellent and you still need to go further. It could be exquisite. It could be fabulous. It could be every accolade at the highest of superiority, but you still can go forward. He still got them all better for you. The woman judged herself, and she stood face to face with Jesus. She exchanged her adultery for restoration. She couldn't be condemned by man. Why? Because she put the demand for restoration on Jesus and not man. No one held her in the courtyard, and she could have tried to follow man and explain herself to man. How many times we do that? God trying to restore us, and we trying to run behind man to explain our situation. Explain our fault. Try to talk our way out of it. Stop talking and turn your face to your Father. All right, so right there in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 31 and 32, it tells us if we judge ourselves, we would not be judged. So if we realize within ourselves our transgression, we're able to move forward from there. We're able to go forward and seek restoration past the fault. Now, that context is in the context of Paul teaching them about communion. So I want to run it back and make sure we get the whole thing. So let's go back to verse 27, 1 Corinthians chapter 27, and we're going to read it back through. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. Now, religion has interpreted that scripture about a million ways, and depending on where you got your doctrine from and your belief system was established, you're going to have a different interpretation of that scripture. How do I know that? Because in Connect 4, a couple months back, we were talking about the topic of communion. And in Connect 4 on Wednesday nights, which everybody is invited to at 7 p.m., we have discussions about different topics. So the groups are scattered throughout the sanctuary. There's leaders in each group. They have their discussion. At the end, we wrap it up, and each group kind of shares a little summary of what they talked about. Well, we found out a lot of people have a lot of different opinions and a lot of different ways of thinking according to communion and that scripture right there. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. So the question is, what is the unworthy manner? Unworthy, if we're doing it without having a realization of the value, if we're taking it for granted. To be unworthy means you're taking away the worth. You're defiling the value. So if we're taking communion in an unworthy manner, that means that we're defiling the value when we're not partaking in the full restoration that is there in the communion through Jesus Christ. So some were taking it for religion. Some were taking it because they were hungry and they were looking for something to eat. So Paul is bringing correction onto them and telling them, look, don't take this for granted. Don't take this opportunity of restoration for granted. When Jesus taught on communion, he said, do this in remembrance of me. Do this in remembrance of the restoration that is found in me. Don't do it in an unworthy manner. Don't defile the value, the opportunity that you have for your healing through communion, the opportunity that you have for restoration in your relationships through communion, the opportunity that you have for restoration to the Father through communion. Oh, we got to get it. The blood of Jesus was shed for the cleansing of our conscience from dead works in order to serve the living God. Don't take for granted the communion, the power of restoration that's in the communion. Verse 28, but let a man examine himself. I'm doing this in remembrance of Jesus Christ. I'm doing this in remembrance of the restorative power, the access I have through Christ. And so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. So what does that mean? You're bringing condemnation. If you're not responding to the conviction and going through the avenue of restoration, you're bringing condemnation. What do they say? You can't hide. What do they say? What's done in the dark eventually comes to the light. He gives us opportunity through conviction to bring restoration to the situation. But eventually it might get to a point of condemnation if other people find out before you allow restoration through Jesus Christ. Verse 30, for this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep, because they didn't see the value of the communion. They didn't see the restorative access that they had to their strength, to their health, to their life through the communion. We cannot take communion by religion or vain repetition. There is power. There is restoration that we have access through the blood and body of Jesus Christ. Now then it goes into verse 31 where we were. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. So if you allow God to correct you and you begin that restoration process from this day forward, past your fault, we're trying to build on top of the fault. We have to go forward from the fault. It doesn't matter how much religion we have. It doesn't matter how many scriptures we know. It doesn't matter how many minutes we pray. If we undo its worth with our beliefs and our behaviors, we can have all the religion. Paul had all the religion. He said, I was trained by the Pharisee of Pharisees. I sat at the feet of Gamaliel. I went through all the religious. I was circumcised on the eighth day. I was this, I was that, all the way up until now. But we undo the worth when our beliefs and our behaviors do
not align. Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Your
Day
Count. Are
you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You are listening to WMIE, Bavard's home for the very best in contemporary modern praise and worship music, 91.5 FM.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito. Happy Wednesday to you. Thanks for joining us here today on this Wednesday and spending 30 minutes of your day with us here at Island Community.